I'm your host for the show. I'm Melissa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. In order to stay abreast of ways I can guide others to living lives that they genuinely love, I frequently am found listening to podcasts or interviews with other coaches or experts in the field. One day while driving to Spokane, I was listening to a YouTube interview with a gentleman who was speaking on the topic of how doubts and fears can actually be a catalyst for creating what it is that we are hoping for or dreaming of, as opposed to simply being deterrents. His perspective was so interesting and compelling that I took it upon myself to get in touch with him. And the more we engaged in conversation, the more I realized that I not only wanted to work with him personally, but I wanted my audience to have the opportunity to do so as well. His name is Kerry Valentine. He is a certified mental game coach and a certified relationship coach. His ideas and techniques are revolutionary and life-changing. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Kerry will join us and share with us his brilliance in turning fears and doubts into our friends and our guides to improve our confidence, our success, and our personal fulfillment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Your favorite Tuesday tradition continues with Bi-Mart's Lucky Number Tuesday. With six items available to win or buy and many winners at every store, you won't want to miss out. This week, win a Sea Crane portable radio or buy it for $30 off with a Tuesday-only price of $169.88. Plus, thousands more win a bag of tasty Idahoan potato soup just by matching their ending number. So be sure to stop in this Tuesday to see if you're a winner. It's Lucky Number Tuesday, only at Bi-Mart.
Jim and Sonny reminding you it's always no problem at Parker Subaru in Coeur d'Alene.
The Subaru Ascent is a dual threat as both a family-friendly SUV and a versatile all-purpose vehicle. The Ascent sticks to the Subaru brand blueprint, offering safety and versatility as standard features. It's comfortable here in the Northwest on sand, gravel, and snow. The Ascent has the power for passing vehicles and handling corners with good acceleration. It offers the Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system and 5,000 pounds of towing capacity. This SUV delivers an enjoyable ride for the whole family with seating for seven or eight, a sweet infotainment system, and many state-of-the-art premium features. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians who will ensure the job is done precisely to Subaru's specifications.
After your research, visit Parker Subaru to get all the answers to all your questions from the friendly, no problem folks at Parker Subaru, Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today is Carrie Valentine. He is a certified mental game coach and certified relationship coach. For over a decade, Carrie Valentine's Champion Your Inner Game Peak Performance System has assisted many business leaders, international sales teams, real estate agents, pro golfers, world-class musicians, actors, singles, and couples to quickly transform doubts, fears, and worries permanently. These individuals point their success and increased vitality to incorporating Carrie's Champion Your Inner Game system. And Carrie has a unique ability to understand and empathize with people's pain and challenges as his life has been littered with his own difficulties. He has transformed his life out of depression. Carrie's own marriage was on the brink of divorce, and after resurrecting it, Carrie then spent 2 years caring for his late wife, Wendy, around the clock as she battled brain cancer. And through all of this, he not only maintained but grew his zest for life. Carrie is a best-selling, award-winning author, radio show host, and mental game coach for the University of Louisiana's Ragin' Cajuns men's golf team. He is also a contributing writer for Golf Tips magazine. He's been a frequent guest on ABC and CBS radio networks and featured in the San Francisco Chronicle and the Honolulu Advertiser. Carrie's excited to share that he has recently gotten engaged, and he, his fiance, and kids are very grateful to be living in enchanting Hawaii. And I'm very excited to get to have Carrie on my show today. So thank you and welcome, Carrie.
Aloha, Lissa. It is fabulous and an honor to be with you today. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I can just kind of feel that sunshine radiating from Hawaii coming through. Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you for that. We could use that about now.
Sending you some warm aloha.
Yeah. Thank you. So we have so many things to talk about. I can't wait to jump right in here. And as I said at the top of the show, I was very first compelled to reach out to you because of your very interesting perspective on doubts and fears, which I know to exactly be what holds my clients as well as myself back from what it is that we truly desire. And I also felt compelled to reach out to you because of the fact that your wife passed away from the same brain cancer that my husband did. And like you, my husband's passing led me to be more passionate about my own life and my desire to serve others and to guide them to living their lives better. So I'm just wondering if you would mind sharing with us how that all played out for you.
In terms of dealing with caring for Wendy during the brain cancer?
Yeah, and how that kind of, did that change your trajectory in life and your career and the work that you do? And if so, how did that happen?
Sure. Well, first off, again, thank you for having me on. And my intention is to create some real in-depth conversation with you today. So we're jumping right in.
Yeah.
That's helpful for the audience.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, Wendy was, in kind of quote-unquote perfect health, till one day she woke up one morning and didn't know her name. And obviously that was very distressing and immediately went to the hospital to find out what's going on, and she had a CAT scan, and their response was, we're immediately flying you over to Honolulu because she needs brain surgery tomorrow.
Wow.
So it was incredibly shocking to go from being healthy to being where she was in this situation. It definitely changed the trajectory of my life and obviously with her too. Something I would say, on many cases, one is obviously the health realm. second was dealing with the medical situation and insurance to get the coverage she was needing, as well as finding out. I think myself, our situation wasn't very different from many others that I talked to, that you're kind of told this horrendous news and then in some ways left alone to, like, figure it out.
Right.
And, so we really were looking for alternative solutions, because what she was told after the surgery was she had glioblastoma multiforme, which is the most aggressive brain tumor one can get. And for folks who don't know much about this, the tumor can grow in size, like double its size in a month.
Wow.
And most people, from prognosis to death, is a short time.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, I want to do whatever I can do to have a quality of life and live, and I was willing to support that. And we ended up at the Brzezinski Clinic in Houston, Texas, actually, where there, Dr. Brzezinski is working with lots of different cancer patients on understanding how cancer cells communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, he's been able to develop a medication that is very similar to the body's own fighting off mechanism. And that particular medication helped her live at least another year.
Wow.
Which, you know, at the very end, when I consulted back with the surgeon that did her surgery, he said, "Carrie, I know you are, you know, you want to have her live, and, you know, and you would do whatever you can to help her, but you also have to understand that if I was a betting person, which I'm not," he said, "when I did the surgery on Wendy, I didn't think that she would live past half to three quarters of a year." So for her to live at this point 2 years, and most of it was quality of life considering her circumstance, he said, "you have to understand that's a, you know, a great gift and a blessing."
Wow.
that happened.
Yeah.
Also, you know, through that, Lisa, it taught me a lot that that life is precious. And, you know, we could say it in words, and I've heard that before until this situation happened. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I had other family members who had passed on too in my life. But, you know, obviously when you have this so close, your partner going through this, as I'm sure you can relate, it has a different effect on you.
Yes.
And so when this all happened, and there's lots of different, you know, side stories and adventures and challenges she went through. But I would say that it really did give me a sense of appreciation for life, and to really to live it to its fullest. And that's not necessarily materialistic, you know, materially wise.
Right.
It can be, but it's more just in your essence to live each day so fully. It taught me to say the things that were in my heart to the people I care about, whether that was, it was mostly good and mostly,
yeah,
you know, sharing with people of my care and appreciation and love. But it also means if something's going on that's not okay, to speak about it. Don't hold back.
Yes.
And so that really taught me, and that prepared me for, in a sense, going forward. And Wendy and I had talked, you know, before things got really intense, where, you know, she had more challenges to speak and things like that towards the end. You know, she said, you know, for us both, because of the level of love we had shared in our life, she's like, you know, find that again. You know, it's important as I pass to you go on. And I did. You know, it was also an adventure.
Yeah.
To be dating as an adult. But
yep.
Big difference than when I was in my 20s, as all things have changed, as those who have gone through that know.
Right.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, it really gave me that opportunity, the strength, and to have a whole new life now, you know, which is amazing.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, I do frequently say that one of the gifts that comes out of cancer is just kind of an awareness of the preciousness of life, because you do get a heads up And especially if you're holding someone's hand who's going through it, you get the message right along with them. So that's one thing that does come out of cancer. It is a gift, I feel. Are you there?
Yeah, good. No, I agree.
And so anyway, how did you start into this, working with people on relationships and getting into the coaching world? Was that kind of the catalyst for you?
Great question. The catalyst was pain initially. And the pain that I experienced in my relationship with Wendy, about 12 or 13 years into our marriage, all of a sudden, kind of like out of nowhere, it appeared to be we hit rock bottom. Mm. But when we started looking at it and taking ourselves on and really being honest, we realized it was slowly going on for a while, this kind of separation of our connection. And what we realized was we just didn't have the tools at that point to be extremely honest, extremely candid with our doubts, fears, and insecurities that we both had. And our relationship between ourselves was fine. It was the challenges we were individually dealing with brought us apart, broke mm-hmm. us apart in that sense. And at the same time, that we were willing to look at this and explore this and get assistance at that time, which brought us together. And we were able to really look at what was the challenges we were going through. And, we took on a very special journey where we, at that point, we were running and managing an Ayurvedic health retreat in Colorado. And we just decided our marriage and relationship was paramount. We kind of simplified our life. We just sold everything, sold the business, sold our house, and just said, let's just focus in on us and see where this goes. Because we didn't know where it was headed. We didn't know, what it was going to look like. And that journey, I say to people, we were working on things and, slept in the same bed, but for 2 years had a piece of duct tape going down the center of our bed that was like, hey, you're doing your thing, I'm doing mine, and we're working to clear this.
Wow.
And not kind of, kind of interrupt that process.
Right.
And as I said, I'm not saying everyone needs to do this, but we were not just looking, we didn't know this, we were just looking to get our relationship back. But in that process, we got our lives back individually and our relationship, and we found new tools to do that with. So it was a very kind of intense time that we were working on this. And, from it, I'm glad to say at the point of that moment of said, okay, we've done enough work individually, time to take that duct tape off and reconnect back as a couple, because
right.
we decided on that. We didn't know throughout that whole 2 year period if that was going to be that way, if we were going to end up in divorce or go our separate ways. But because of what we had gone through, we started to share. And when we started to share, Lisa, about the real depth of challenges we were both going through, it was like two kids at the beach playing in a sandbox. We were finally had enough courage and resiliency in ourselves and trust in each other to speak incredibly honest and bare our souls of what really we were in fearing of in our own lives. And and it was a beautiful time. It opened us up emotionally and physically that our intimacy had never achieved that level before. So it was as I said, it was worth the journey, even though it was one heck of a 2 years during that period.
No kidding. And out of that came your book, am I correct?
Yeah. So that's a funny story. So from what went on, and this is kind of interesting, and I'm glad to share this. As a side note, we were living at the time in the desert outside of Boise when this was happening, all of our turnaround in our relationship. And it was incredible, powerful time to be in Idaho. And so we kind of felt like we completed that work, and that's when we then decided to leave Idaho, and we spent some time in Vermont, and then ended up in Hawaii. And during one of our courses that we were started to teach about the things we were learning in improving people's relationship, the participant said to us, you know, guys, this information is so valuable and so helpful for us. You know, do you ever consider writing a book? And Wendy and I looked at each other and go, writing a book? How do you do that? Well, we figured it out and did write the book. And it was pretty much finished right at the time of Wendy's diagnosis of the brain tumor.
Wow.
So then it sat during that whole time. And when she passed, I kind of dug it back up and re-looked at it, made some edits, and then published it. Partly to share, obviously, with everyone, you know, that hadn't, you know, kind of reached and kind of experienced that information yet, and to reach a larger audience, but also as an honor to Wendy and things like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Such a beautiful story. And I know that your work with guiding others just continues from there, but we need to go to break. So when we come back, we'll pick right up where we left off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does your car sit outside while your extra things live in your garage? Do you fight to find places for your treasures? Are you looking for ways to make a move less hectic? Consider Sandpoint Smart Storage. Secure storage units will conveniently house your goods until you need them. With great customer service, 24-hour Bluetooth access, and online renting, Sandpoint Smart Storage has the answer to your space needs. Call Sandpoint Smart Storage at 208-627-5577 or find us online at sandpointsmartstorage.com.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, all mattresses are not created equal. Hi, this is Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. I have over 25 years in the sleep business, helping people find their perfect comfort level. I would like to invite you to test rest the new Beautyrest mattress. I think you'll love it. Beautyrest is designed to give you the comfort and support you need, and their airflow feature helps you sleep cooler every night. When you sleep cooler, you sleep better. Right now, take advantage of our All-American sale. Great pricing on the entire Beautyrest line. Sandpoint Furniture stocks over 500 pieces right here in Ponderay. You could be sleeping better tonight. Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One works hard every day to be your hometown furniture and flooring store. Sandpoint Furniture, find us on Bonner Mall Way, just off Highway 95 or Highway 200 in Ponderay. Or check us out at sandpointfurniture.com.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize, Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. My guest today is Carrie Valentine. He is a certified mental game coach and a certified relationship coach. And before we went to break, we were talking about Carrie's journey into doing this type of work and the loss of his wife and the book that they wrote together. So, Carrie, tell us the name of the book and how, and we'll give specifics on contacting you, but I believe the only way to get your book is through your website. Am I correct?
Well, that's great information, Lisa, for sure. So the name of the book is In Love Forever.
Who could resist that title?
Subtitle, Seven Secrets to a Joyous, Juicy Relationship. And the book is really filled with, it's chock full of real tips to transform your life and your relationship. So it's helpful for singles looking for a relationship or for couples.
Yeah.
And it takes you on like a 90-day journey of transformation. And people can get it at the website, but also online at Amazon.
Okay. Good to know. So so what happens next? You pick up the book. You're ready to move forward. What happens?
In terms of for individuals who want to take that step in their life?
Well, or for you personally. Your life is, you know, as with mine, my life changed because of my husband's passing, and I felt guided along this path to helping others live better lives. And so, you know, here you are, you've got this book, and you had written with Wendy, and all the tips and strategies and growth that book will allow. And so what happened then? What did you do with that?
Sure. Thanks for that. And by the way, folks, if they want for the book and information, that website is Carrie, C-A-R-Y, Valentine, like Valentine's Day, .net. So Carrie Valentine.
Great.
What happened next was really publishing the book and learning about marketing and all of that aspect, Lisa, and then went on a kind of a speaking and media tour through California and started to share with folks and more on a broader scale the benefits from the book. And from those actions, the book became a bestseller, and then, you know, started to coach people. People are interested in, you know, not just getting the benefits from the book,
right,
but can you help me personally?
Right.
So that's what started to happen. And I mean, actually, if we go back before the book was published, Wendy and myself were doing that already. But then obviously everything was put on hold during her, you know, caring for her, and then, you know, went forward again. And so what I realized as coaching people and helping them, obviously, with relationship tips, but in the process of understanding the anatomy of their pain and going into it, I realized that the doubts, fears, and insecurities were really the major points that were holding people back.
Right.
And it just so happened through the process of what I shared a little bit earlier of Wendy and I kind of finding and going deeper into our fears and doubts, that I uncovered a system. I had no intention of that happening. I just hit a very, very low moment in my life that I just was sick and tired of the constant doubts speaking in my head of saying, you're worthless, you're no good, this relationship will never work out, you'll never experience your dreams, you're never going to be able to do the things you really want to do, you're weird, you're strange, you know, you are, you know, an oddball in the way of everyone else, like, why don't you just follow the path that other people are doing,
right?
You know, But I wasn't this wall wasn't intentional. It just, I remember as a kid, all I wanted was to be happy, and all I was miserable. And I just, this started to happen when, this is a whole other story, but I'll come, you know, stay short to it. I am a professional musician and have performed, you know, pretty much all my life around the country and internationally. And so for my pursuits of desiring to tour and record and at that time be a rock star, you know, the doubts started and they just never ended. And I did a ton of therapy. I became a yoga teacher. I did very intensive Vipassana meditation retreats, which are 12 days in silence. And all of those things helped, Lisa, yeah. But none of it stopped the doubts from continuing their constant beating at me. And so I had this moment and this epiphany moment, and this system kind of, for the best way I can explain it, was downloaded into me. It didn't come from my awareness. Something happened where this information was there. It was a very unique experience. And I was like, well, this is interesting information. And what do I have to lose? Let me try applying it. So when I started to apply it, I noticed it started to change this very thick, dark, black cloud over my head. It's kind of like with Pigpen in the Peanuts cartoon, you know, over his head was like a dirty, you know, this dirty cloud, but that was just because Pigpen loved hanging out in dirt. Mine was just like from the negative thoughts that just kept coming and coming after me. And so what happened by using this system, that there was started to be little pinholes of light through it. And little by little, that pressure and intensity started to ease up. And eventually, it took a long time for me, the cloud of despair and depression was gone. And now I'm glad to say that because of refining, I became like a scientist of really looking at my thoughts and understanding the neural pathways. And so through that, the years of process of doing that, I refined the system, which I now call Champion Your Inner Game System, to really make it very quick for people from going from, you know, they're in their pain, we have a conversation, and very soon after we're starting to work and utilize the system, and their difficulties are neutralizing, going away, and they're coming into more confidence.
That's awesome. Yes. And I love how it all unfolded for you and landed in your lap in whatever way that it did. And that now that you're able to communicate that and allow others to do the same thing, because everybody has doubts and fears. And whether we realize that about each other or not, it's universal. And it's something that, you know, with techniques like you're talking about, you can really get past them and get on with what it is that you really, you know, really desire to do. And so that being said, let's just take this to a client that's like thinking about their career or the work that they want to do in the world. So what is your strategy around what's keeping people from doing what it is that they genuinely want to do?
Beautiful question. Well, let me share right off the top a few mythbusters that doubts, you know, for most people, we would think that they're something negative, right? There's something wrong with us. There's something, these things come after us. Yeah. And they're just constantly, you know, again, like, why can't I do whatever it is I want to do? Well, the myth busting here is to realize that doubts are actually our friends. They're not our enemies. And they're testing our own personal resolve at that moment. They're trying to bring attention to ourselves that, hey, you need to pump up your level of confidence and self-awareness and find some tool that will help you turn these doubts around. Now, that's great. We get whacked in the head or feel those thoughts in our head or in our body, right? We feel that, but the doubts never kind of give us that insight. Well, that's what I have found out, that they are actually our friends, not our enemies. And when you start to realize that, that's a great step forward that's a great step forward, and you kind of start to feel the war beginning to end. Now, the other great thing I have done research on and explored by observation interviews from people in business as well as in the sports world, that the level of the intensity of the doubts are equal to the level of that person's passion, their talent, their skill, their desire to reach a certain goal. So if you're one who's listening to this conversation, go, oh my gosh, I've had this business idea, and whenever I go to really move forward in it, I just get like pounded by doubts. Actually, I would tell you that's exciting news. I did not say it's going to feel good in your body,
right.
And it doesn't. But
yes.
The system kind of helps you turn that around quickly, but that's exciting confirmation that you're on the right track. What's happening is you are just building yourself up to a new level of attainment of success.
Carrie, I'm going to interrupt you right there because I think that's such a great thing to let people kind of just muddle in, because we're going to go to break, but
sure.
We're going to come back and explain that a little bit further, because it is a whole different way of thinking. But it's fabulous. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wow, your remodel looks amazing.
I know. Thank you. I love it.
Who did all this beautiful work?
Real Estate Rescue. They do it all. They handle everything from remodels to new construction, and they'll even work with your subcontractors if asked to.
Well, I would love to get some things done at my house, but it has challenges.
Don't worry. They'll make your challenging projects their mission. Trust me, they can turn it into everything you want it to be.
That's great. I'm going to call them today.
Call 208-265-9051 or online at realestaterescue208.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. How about some training tips for the new dog owners? Owners need to be aware of what normal behavior for puppies is and what the different breeds of dogs' needs will be. All puppies need a lot of attention and exposure to the new household and that household's set of rules. Teach a puppy what we want rather than constant reprimanding of the things we don't want. Constant supervision is needed to help the puppy learn house rules. Proper nutrition is important. A healthy puppy is less likely to start to forage in your garbage can. Let your puppy know where its boundaries are. Run of the whole house will likely result in accidents. Remember, children that run, scream, and play in the house will likely influence the puppy to do the same. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Now is the time to gear up and get those spring projects together. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive prices, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work, and to live lives they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and my guest today is Carrie Valentine. He's a certified mental game coach and certified relationship coach. Before we went to break, Carrie was just saying how his program, Champion Your Inner Game, focuses on turning doubts and fears into your friends and allies and bringing excitement into what lies ahead because something good is on the horizon. So, Carrie, I'm dying for you to share more of that because I love it. It's such a nice twist.
Yes, thank you for that. Well, it's been amazing to work with folks all over the world, and it doesn't matter, you know, the level of education or where they're at financially. It is the system is working universally to help people, whether you want to focus in on your relationship, mm-hmm. whether it's a pro or amateur athlete or a business person. And it's been amazing for me to watch and observe and be part of that process to see, wow, this is helping all these different people. And so it dawned on me that, you know, there was not something wrong with humanity. Actually, it dawned on me that something beautifully, with some incredible compassion, that which whoever's created us, that divine intelligence, had such awareness that humans would evolve, and the way to evolve was to let them know, you know, there were places that they were challenged with, and that challenge was through pain. That's, you know, for most of us, right, how we learn to grow is through that pain. But it's internal in us, because these doubts come up from nowhere, it seems, but right. Actually they come from the place that desire in us, where we are ready to achieve new heights and levels of our journey in life, we are the ones that start the doubts.
Yes.
So, again, when you think about it this way, it starts to change your relationship with doubts, fears, and anxiety, and you realize they are here to help you. And if you're willing to take that step, I've seen, you know, incredible transformations in so many different people's lives by simply saying yes. I'm making a choice to make a transformation. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to transform. That's really the big step one needs to take. It's not that hard, Lisa. It's just new.
It's new. It's definitely new, and it's very refreshing. And I'm thoroughly enjoying working through your process, and it does. It takes a whole different perspective on it, and it's really life changing. So, what more can you share with us that maybe, you know, people could start practicing on their own? And if they want more information, we're going to show them and tell them a little bit more about that at the end.
No, for sure, definitely. Well, the first step is, you know, recognizing when the doubts come up or fear or anxiety. They all kind of happen differently in a way, but I group them together as a doubt. And so the first thing is, because they can happen so quickly, in a blink of an eye, you know, you can be feeling great. And then, you know, a great example is a woman's out on a date and she's having a great time. Walks into the bathroom, you know, just to, you know, use the facilities, but also brush up, you know, her hair, make sure she looks fine. And she's, you know, walks in the doorway great into the bathroom and then looks in the mirror and has some doubt, like, oh, he is not really that into you, is not really enjoying the evening with you. And then boom, wah, wah, right? It takes that blink of an eye. You then sink to this very quick bottom. Then you leave the bathroom, and, you know, when you return to the table, the guy's thinking in his head, potentially, like, who's this person? he may not know how to, you know, tangibly speak on it, but he will feel it. And that's what I'm talking about, is our feelings. And that's another level that most of us have not been modeled. Our society is still learning to be comfortable with our feelings and things like this. But again, to share, feelings are our friends in that sense, and they're trying to let us know something's happening. So that first step is to be aware that either you hear something in your head or you feel something in your body that when you do, it's kind of, imagine like the Wizard of Oz who's, you know, there kind of going, you know, something great is about to happen for you.
Yes.
You know? when these doubts come up, recognize it, and then obviously you need to, you know, take those next steps to turn it around. But I'm happy to say, following the system, you can turn it around within seconds,
yes,
believe it or not, rather than, I know for me, at the height of the challenges I went through, I was stuck, you know, in a depressive state for days, weeks, months, and I would say in some aspects, you know, I was stuck in moving forward in my passion for years because I just didn't have the confidence in myself, and that's all changed.
Awesome. Love that. And so any further tips that you can share? We've got another couple minutes, and you know, love to radiate your wisdom to the audience as much as possible.
Sure, sure. So the next part of this would be accept the doubt. So if you hear like, oh, I'm in a business sense, this business idea isn't really it's not going to be successful. That's the thought you hear in your head as you're going forward, pursuing it. Recognize that turn the doubt inside out.
Yep.
That what you heard, this is not going to be successful, then the literal opposite is this is going to be successful. That's why I say, you know, listen to the doubts and befriend them. Hear them, and the way to accept it is simply say, oh, that's an opinion, not the only opinion. In your head, obviously. You don't have to say it out loud.
Right.
Okay. And then recognize, like, wow, I am being, I know I got just confirmation that what I'm working on is going to be successful. Why? Because I just heard the opposite in my head and not, and so be excited about that and then take the next steps forward.
Beautiful. And so I know that you have a special gift for the audience. If you would like to share a little bit about that and how they can get in touch with you and also to connect with that free gift, let us know all about that.
Super, Alyssa. Thank you so much for that.
Sure.
So I recognize this is, you know, we're talking about a process that doesn't, you know, you can't just talk about it for 5 minutes and then you get it
right,
and then, you know, boom. And you're off on your way. So I developed and put together a mini video course with a guidebook on how to turn the doubts, fears, anxiety around to quickly achieve more success, confidence, and fulfillment. And it's, you know, and so what I would offer to the folks listening, you know, a quick and easy way to get it would be to email me at Carrie, C-A-R-Y, at championyourinnergame.com. Again, that's Carrie, C-A-R-Y, at championyourinner, I-N-N-E-R, game.com. And in the subject line, put Lissa, and then also let me know, because I developed 3 different courses for this, you can just put business, sports, or relationships, and then I'll know which version of the video course to send to you. This is a great step, because the video course will go into more in depth than what I'm talking about here and really help those listeners take that next step.
Awesome. Yeah, there's not nearly enough time, and I feel so very fortunate to have connected with you and learned your approach to getting, you know, turning doubts and fears into, you know, something that can definitely get you to where you want to go and to use that as a message. And I have to say, Carrie, you are so generous with your time and your compassion that I would encourage anyone that would like some awareness and some facilitation with this process to definitely reach out to you and definitely to take advantage of that free gift. So I genuinely appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I would also say, I'm also so much enjoying working with you, Lissa, and for those as well, they can get more information. Check out a video at the website, championyourinnergame.com, where I explain more of my process, the journey that I took, as well as more in depth about this.
Great.
Check that out.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Carrie. And Thanks for listening in today. That's the show for today. Join me for my next show on February 22nd. In the meantime, now is your life. Don't miss it. Get out there and really live it.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
I'm Brian Clark. President Joe Biden at the White House discussing an executive order aimed at buying American.
Today, we're getting to work to rebuild the backbone of America, manufacturing, unions, the middle class.
He signed an executive order making it harder for companies that receive taxpayer